AudioLearn's college-level courses presents Molecular Biology. Developed by experienced professors and professionally narrated for easy listening, this course is a great way to explore the subject of college-level molecular biology. The audio is focused and high-yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical undergraduate molecular biology course. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized chapters. There are key takeaways following each chapter to drive home key points, and quizzes to review commonly tested questions. Here are the main topics we'll be covering: chemical foundations of life, cell structures, integrating cells into tissues, biomembranes, transmembrane transport, proteins and protein chemistry, molecular genetics, genes and chromosomes, cellular energetics, vesicular traffic, secretion, and endocytosis, signal transduction by the cell, cell organization and movement, eukaryotic cell cycle. We will conclude the course with a 200-question practice test. Also included is a follow-along PDF manual containing the entire text of this audio course, as well as all images, figures, and charts we'll be discussing. To get the most out of this course, we recommend that you listen to the entire audio once while following along in your PDF manual. Then go back and listen to areas you found challenging. Now, let's get started. This course involves the study of molecular structures associated with living things. It combines the related subjects of biophysics, biochemistry, and genetics in order to give a clearer picture of the molecules that interact on a cellular level. The major macromolecules studied in the course include proteins, which make up structural molecules, and enzymes, as well as nucleic acids, the underlying biochemical structures seen in ribonucleic acid, or RNA, and deoxyribonucleic acid, or DNA. The course also looks into the molecules used in the making of biomembranes, such as those that comprise the outer cell membrane and organelles. The molecular basis of the functions of prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells, including animal and plant cells, is also covered in this course. Chapter 1 in the course introduces molecular biology by talking about the basics of biochemistry as it applies to life and living things. All of human life is based on water, which is a polar molecule that acts as a solvent for many biological molecules in living things. The bonds that make up biochemical molecules are also important in the discussion of molecular biology. The types of molecules that make up living organisms is also covered, as are the different biochemical reactions that take place inside and outside the cell. In Chapter 2 of the course, the discussion moves from biochemistry to the biology of cells and cell structures. There are two major types of cells, prokaryotic cells and eukaryotic cells. These are quite different from one another in structure and function, which will be covered in the chapter. Cells inside multicellular organisms must communicate with one another through different mechanisms. Animals that are complex and multicellular, such as are seen in the human body, have different cell types that form tissues. The tissues together form organ systems. The different types of tissues are covered in this chapter. The focus of Chapter 3 is the integration of cells into tissues. This chapter looks specifically into intercellular connections and how some of these connections create cell-to-cell communication. In epithelial cell tissues, there is a basal lamina, the structure and function of which will be covered in the chapter. In addition, the structure and function of connective tissue structures are discussed, as are the adhesions seen in plant cells. Chapter 4 in the course talks about the synthesis and structure of biomembranes. It covers fatty acid synthesis, which is how the basic molecules of biomembranes get created and incorporated into things like cell membranes and the membranes seen in organelles. The composition of membranes is also introduced, including the phospholipids and membrane proteins that together make up the cell membrane structure. The main focus of Chapter 5 is the different things that happen in transmembrane support. Water, for example, can pass through the membrane by osmosis, from a high concentration of water to a low concentration of water. Other types of membrane transport include simple and facilitated diffusion.